The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Hello, you're watching The Big Story. I'm Olivia Kuih.
And I'm Haryanto Diman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode.
Nearly half of employees of Suntec Singapore Convention and Exhibition Centre have been retrenched amid the ongoing decimation of the MICE industry, which is short for Meetings, Incentives, Conventions and Exhibitions. The 85 retrenched workers comprise 60 Singaporeans and permanent residents and 25 foreign staff members.
They were employed in food production, sales and events, human resources and finance. With the retrenchment exercise, Suntec Singapore will have a remaining workforce of 89 local staff and 4 foreign staff.
Since February, Suntec Singapore has explored cost-cutting measures, including hiring freezes, shorter work weeks, and temporary salary reductions in the form of unpaid leave. Non-essential spending has also been eliminated, and the management has also taken up to 40% in pay cuts.
The MICE industry is one of the most hard-hit sectors during the COVID-19 pandemic, triggering a domino effect on Singapore's tourism, hospitality, F&B, and tourist-dependent retailers. We want to know more about the current situation in the MICE industry, which has been severely hit with events suspended since April. We're pleased to welcome Ms. Aloysius Alando to the show. Now, he's the president of the Singapore Association of Convention and Exhibition Organizers and Suppliers.
Now, he's also the CEO of venue management company SingX, which operates Singapore Expo and Max Atria. Welcome to the show again, Aloysius. Now, let me preface the first question by saying that we know it's pretty impossible to compare the SARS and COVID-19 crises. The MICE sector was at a different, possibly more latent stage back in 2003, and we're living also in a completely different digital age. Having said that, though, in what ways does your experience in weathering the SARS outbreak inform how the industry can recover and function post-COVID-19?
Preparedness is very key, and I think the SARS episode had enabled us to see what are the ways and measures we have to put in place in order for us to be prepared for this crisis. As you rightly put, this has been vastly different from the SARS episode. It has prolonged. It is no longer 4 or 5 months. And I think the end is still not in sight, which means preparation and therefore what does survival and recovery look like? I think that's one of the key things that is guiding us in this journey to ride out this crisis.
Aloysius, the Singapore Tourism Board is trialing a hybrid format for business events with on-site attendance of up to 50 people plus virtual attendance of many others. Mm-hmm. The pilot event was just held earlier this week. Do you expect events to look like this in the future, and for how long, you think?
I think we are still trying to discover what the future of events would be. Indeed, because of the simple reason that we cannot meet and travel and border restrictions are closed or are in place, it means that we will need to engage people near and far digitally. The extent of what hybrid means is also up in the air. What we need to think about is, using these pilots, how can we operate in a safe and a hygienic environment? At the same time, what are the key considerations we have to put in place both digitally and physically, such that it becomes, it makes commercial sense for businesses and enterprises to embark on hybrid platforms?
Right. So Aloysius, then in that case, are you able to project like a time frame as to how long these hybrid events might go on for?
I think it depends also on how long this crisis will take. Projections have yielded somewhere between 2, 3, or even 4 years. I think IATA, the International Air Transport Association, has also said that aviation might come back to some form of pre-COVID levels in 4 years' time. That's in COVID timelines, it's a pretty long timeline, which means we have to think about what is the best hybrid solution for each and every enterprise. And it's definitely going to have these two dimensions of physical and digital.
Aloysius, just to round up today's discussion, is the industry getting enough help, especially if the government wants Singapore to maintain its hub status, as the Trade and Industry Ministry said this week?
I think that has always been the aspiration. Singapore is indeed a global Asian node, and we want to make it not just a note for today, but also for tomorrow's success. And therefore, the government has been extremely supportive of the industry. We can see that through the four budgets that have been shared, the recent being the Fortitude budget. And I think the job support scheme has been very well received. But I think what's important is also, what do we do from here onwards? If the virus and if COVID is going to take a long time, we can't simply live on handouts. So we need to also think about, how do we become resilient? What are the business models we need to think about? And how do we pivot ourselves in order to look at new ways to generate revenues and also to ensure that cost is kept in check, so that we can restart our businesses, not just in a safe and responsible manner, but also in a sustainable manner?
Well, Aloysius, we wish you and your colleagues all the very best. And of course, thank you so much for joining us today. We've been speaking to Aloysius Arlando, who's president of the Singapore Association of Convention and Exhibition Organizers and Suppliers.